Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. In this hour, the music of Casa Loma Orchestra. One of the first hard-driving swing orchestras of the early 30s, Casa Loma was among the most popular and danceable bands in the early days of swing. They were also a source of original tunes, particularly from the deft pen of arranger and composer Gene Gifford, who wrote many of the band's hits, like Smoke Rings, their theme song and biggest hit, and this romping original, the Casa Loma Stomp. Casa Loma Stomp, the Casa Loma's original theme song, written by their remarkable arranger, Gene Gifford, launching an hour of Swingin' with the Casa Loma. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. As you can hear, Casa Loma Orchestra swung with a terrific drive, successfully balancing the elements of precision and looseness. Their sound was distinctly different from most other swing orchestras of the early 30s. Casa Loma's style came partly from the superb arranging of Gene Gifford and partly from their reliance on collective composition, utilizing riffs and head arrangements that were similar in many ways to the Kansas City bands like Count Basie's. These head arrangements were based on whole sections of the band riffing together, essentially improvised solos played in unison by the brass or reed sections, sometimes spontaneous, other times devised over a length of time, and often in a call and response pattern. Their best arranger, Gene Gifford, made excellent use of these riffs with skilled writing and arranging that harnessed Casa Loma Orchestra into a lightning-fast, crack musical organization. They were well-rehearsed, even feared, by fellow musicians, including their black competitors, and presented a slick professionalism on stage, dressed in tux and tails, and fronted by the tall, handsome Glenn Gray. In this set of recordings, starting in 1930, Susan Strutt is a model of intricate, technically demanding big band riffing in a call-and-response pattern, flawlessly executed, and first the polished assurance and increasingly layered sound of China Girl. Thank you.
Thank you. tell you about the lady from St. Paul. Let me tell you about the lady from St. Paul. Well, she's got great big eyes of blue, make a monkey out of you. Let me tell you about the lady from St. Paul. The lady from St. Paul. Well, she can't sing, she can't dance, she can't put you in a trance. Let me tell you about the lady from St. Paul.
Lady from St. Paul, 1932, that was vocalist Pee Wee Hunt. He was Casaloma Orchestra's hot jazz and novelty song vocalist, and a very good trombonist as well. Before that were China Girl and Susan Strutt, a couple of classic examples of early Gene Gifford arrangements that utilized the skillful section riffing of Casaloma, a hallmark of their sound. This is Swingin' with Casaloma on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me. Casaloma had two contrasting strengths, playing hot and playing sweet. They were among the hottest and most formidable jazz bands of their day, and the one white orchestra that Harlem bands feared in battles of the bands and cutting contests. But they were also a well-groomed and well-rehearsed musical organization that pleased college audiences who wanted both peppy dance music and smoothly crooned romantic ballads. Now, most observers from that day suggest that Casaloma's records fail to capture the full dynamics, the rich layering of sounds, and general excitement of hearing them live. And they apparently had a classy and sophisticated appearance. Dressed in tuxedos, they were described by one writer as truly magnificent, impeccably groomed. This orchestra reeked with class. Both crisp and precise, the band programmed each set with versatility. This next set of three early records from 1931 and 32 demonstrate why Casaloma became so popular and what it was capable of at its very finest and very hottest. Listen for their two best soloists, the peppery clarinet sounds of Clarence Hutchinrider, who was comparable in skill and drive to Benny Goodman, and the hard-driving trombone lines of Pee Wee Hunt. Now, this set of early titles were called Blue Jazz, Black Jazz, and finally the hottest of the three, White Jazz. Composed by arranger Gene Gifford, Blue, Black, and White Jazz display the superb, lightning-fast section riffing of the Casaloma Orchestra. Thank you. Unbelievable. The Casa Loma Orchestra's 1931 White Jazz, one of the hottest big band records of all time, and among Gene Gifford's exceptional scores for Casa Loma Orchestra. And hard-driving proof that when they began swinging hard, there were few comparable bands, particularly in 1931 and 32. And before that, White Jazz were the titles Blue Jazz and Black Jazz. With arrangements like that from Gene Gifford, Casa Loma Orchestra was clearly an early advance guard of the popular swing and big band movement that was soon to come to fruition in the bands of Benny Goodman, Artie Shaw, Count Basie, and others. Still ahead this hour, more hot music, including a couple of rare 78s on Swingin' with Casa Loma from Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me. At the Jazz Rhythm website, I welcome your comments, your request for a program playlist, or search for deeper understanding of early jazz. The newly enhanced Jazz Rhythm website, with extensive audio clips and program segments, is at Jazz Hot Big Step, all one word, jazzhotbigstep.com. Let's shift gears now to a different side of the Casa Loma Orchestra, the Romantic. Because in addition to being one of the hottest bands of the swing era, Casa Loma kept up their popularity with a large audience for sweet romantic music that was typified in their radio theme song, Smoke Rings, composed, again, by Gene Gifford. So as we listen to this, we'll segue from their 1937 recording of Smoke Rings to a 1999 version by Dean Mora's Modern Rhythmists.
The smoke rings I blow each night. What do? The circles of blue and white. Why do they seem to picture a dream above them? Why do they fade? My phantom parade of love. Where do they end? The smoke rings I send on high. Where they hurled when they've kissed the world goodbye. I give my life to laugh at this strife below. I'd be a queen, I'd follow each dream I blow. Puff, 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 puff your cares away. Puff, 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 night and day. Blow, blow them in the air, silky little. Give your troubles wings. What do they tell, and what is the spell they cast? Some of them fall and seem to recall the past, but most of them rise away to the sky. Smoke rings I love, please take me above, take me with you. Most of them rise away to the skies of blue. Oh, little smoke rings I love, please take me above with you. Thank you.
The Casa Loma Orchestra's Blue Prelude from 1933, and we heard their theme song Smoke Rings from 1937, and is played by Dean Mora's Modern Rhythmists in 1999. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for being with me for Swingin' with Casa Loma on Jazz Rhythm.